Welcome back to Aliyah Yomi. Today we're going to be learning Vayeschanan Shlishi, the third Aliyah in Vayeschanan, and our Aliyah is only 8 psukim long, and the topic is the Setis of Refuge. Moshe Rabbeinu setting up those Setis of Refuge. Let's take a look at a brief summary, and then we'll look at some points to ponder. So we hear that Moshe Rabbeinu at this point in time, Az Yadil Moshe, then Moshe set up the three Setis of Refuge on the east bank of the Jordan. We know there's supposed to be 6 in total. Moshe Rabbeinu sets up the 3 in the area that they already have conquered from the Amorites. These are refuge cities for unintentional murderers who have no record of hate, and they go there to stay and find refuge and remain alive. There, we've given the names of them. There's Betzar in the desert plain for Reuven. There's Ramos in Gilad for the tribe of Gad, and there's Golan in Bashan for Menashe. It's fascinating over here that we call today the Golan Heights. That actually the first time the word Golan is used is the name of the city of refuge in the area of Bashan, which is where we call the Golan Heights now. Now, this is the Torah which Moshe placed in front of Bnei Israel. Zos Torah Hashem Osam Moshe, Bnei Israel. So to include all the statutes and the laws which Moshe Rabbeinu taught to Israel. And this was on the Transjordan area facing Baal Peor in the land of Sichon conquered by Moshe. It's also the land of Og, the king of the Bashan. And from Aroer to Nachal Arnon to the Mount Sion, which is Hermon, all the plains under east under Ashtosa Pisgah. So we're given the context of Moshe Rabbeinu's teaching all these laws. We have to work out what these laws are in a moment. So a few basic points to ponder in our Aliyah. Why is Moshe separating the cities of refuge in the middle of this speech? Like, why? This is a narrative. This is Moshe Rabbeinu doing rather than Moshe Rabbeinu talking, which is quite unusual in the book of Devarim. Why is he doing this now? The Klei Yakar points out that because he has just been taught, he just told them about teaching the future generations. Moshe Rabbeinu knows he's not going to be around going into the land of Israel, and he's very concerned about the way that they're going to be conducting themselves once they have 1, 2, 3 generations in the land of Israel. So Moshe Rabbeinu is demonstrating. There are supposed to be 6 cities of refuge, as Hashem told us in the previous parasha, and he is setting up 3, which means to say they're not going to be effective. They're not going to be working yet. Moshe Rabbeinu nonetheless persists that the Gemara Makos tells us that Oyev Kesef La Yisba Kesef, Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to be satisfied even though he can't finish the job and they're not going to be operating yet. But he says, Mitzvah Bo Liyodi V'loya Kamena, Mitzvah is going to come to my hands. I'm not going to take advantage of it. So he grabs it with both his hands. And what he's doing is he's actually modeling to the people how it is to educate the next generation. You want your children to care? Show them what you care about. You want them to have the same experiences as you? It's not enough. It's not enough to hope that through osmosis it's going to happen. You do. You care. Where are you running to? What does it matter to you? Moshe Ben is running to show what the next generation is going to be. There was Naim Notara, Rav Sorotzkin points out that Moshe was just told in Parashas Devarim, Rav Lach, you've done so much, Moshe Rabbeinu, spiritually. And Moshe Rabbeinu is still not satisfied. And he says, even when I've done enough in my spiritual portfolio, I am not satisfied. I'm going to still be moving towards the future, even with things I cannot complete. And that is ultimately our mission and portfolio. Rabbeinu Bechaya points out in a different perspective that the Torah is like refuge, meaning to say what Moshe Rabbeinu is demonstrating is that sometimes in the world of moral relativism and complex and corrupt value systems, we need a place of refuge, and the Torah is that refuge for us. Therefore, placed back to back with the whole Sinai episode and going to Golis and remembering the Torah, which is Aliyah Sheni, the second Aliyah we just learned, now we're hearing about that the Torah is the city of refuge, like the model that Moshe Rabbeinu is using. So a very different perspective on why he's separating these now. Finally, one last question. This phrase over here in the Aliyah, V'zois ha-Torah asher sam Moshe livnei b'nei Yisrael, that this is the Torah which Moshe places in front of the children of Israel. It's the phrase that we use in Hagba when the Torah is lifted up in Shul. Some people point their pinkies at that. Some just look and bow. Different streams of halacha. Rashi says this refers to the next paragraph, which is the Aseres HaDibros, which is the next 2 episodes, the next 2 aliyahs in our parasha. So this is about to be, this our aliyah is the introduction to the continuation. So with that, we'll close and we'll continue to learn what it is that Moshe Rabbeinu is about to place in front of them. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.